escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Depending on how the season is going, and you know, this may be an opportunity for him to learn on the job, learn on the fly, man. Like, I couldn't, after I'm like, kind of dove into to his game a little bit more and watched more of his game, I was just like, man, how's this dude here at 42? That's crazy. That's crazy. Because he, I'm not saying he looked like a number one picker, but he looked like a first rounder. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know the knock is defense or whatever, but let's figure that out later. We get help defenders around him for what he's able to do at that size on the offensive end. So that was a great pick. That was a great pick. Mm-hmm. It was the pick I didn't know I needed, because I was like, oh, Proctor's available. Go get you a point guard, all this other stuff. Man, I saw he came up as the guy they selected. I said, oh, I didn't know he was still around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great job. I can't wait to see these guys in summer league too and see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Apparently, Max, Neek, and Devin will be playing in summer league.
Yeah, Devin needs to.
He does. Does that say anything to you about the team, the direction, the possibility of him moving on or not moving on?
No.
I don't think so either.
Trade him in Vegas if you want to.
You're gonna have Devin at what's the dam in Nevada?
Is it Hoover Dam?
You're going to leave Devin at the Hoover Dam.
First of all, what the hell is Devin Carter doing at the Hoover Dam? Fair or foul? I'm looking at my timeline, and I was looking for Lakers news because it's 2:02. I wondered if DeAndre Ayton had signed. Bronny James being asked about LeBron James' future. Fair or foul?
Yeah, that's fair. He's on the team.
Yeah, I was going to say teammates probably getting asked anyways. But.
People making a big deal because LeBron wore a welcome home hat today at golf. Doesn't mean anything.
LeBron's trying to get out of there, bro.
But why?
Because there ain't going to be no championship contender.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can't sell me. Hey, LeBron, we got DeAndre Ayton. We're ready.
We got LaRavia.
LaWho?
LeBron went out of there so bad.
I don't like this view of Brian Winhurst at all.
It's like the 10th time you've said that since the show started.
Is this
bro.
How he does his podcast? This is terrible. Come on, Wendy.
To be fair to him, it seems like they made them start using video.
Well, it feels like Wendy's on a webcam and he's just like, hey.
Look, he's even closer now.
Man, goodness.
Brian Windhorst versus his camera has been one of the best.
Oh, man. And look, Wendy's getting his ass beat. Like, if this was boxing, they'd have to stop the fight.
Somebody going to step in. Throw in the towel.
Man, getting Apollo Creed and Rocky IV right here, Brian Winhurst is. Gosh dang it, man. Gosh dang it. So he was talking about the Maxine. Maxine getting some run next year would be so valuable for this basketball team. Because there is one unfortunate reality that the Sacramento Kings are facing, that the Sacramento Kings fans are facing, that the Sacramento Kings fans are really frustrated by. They're not the Warriors. But this team's old. LaVine is 30. DeMar's 35. Keegan's 24. Domas is 29. Schroeder's 31. That's probably your starting lineup. And that is, for the most part, that's an old basketball team. Again, I think there's guys on the, you know, especially if the Al Horford signing winds up happening. You got a guy who's 38, 36. How old is Jimmy? 37?
That's old to me.
Yeah. It's old. It's older. I mean, the Kings got to be up there.
The Kings, so because the 30s and the, and 28 to 30 is, I don't want to call it the prime, but 28 to 30 is like, maybe it's the end of your prime, right?
30?
Like, yeah. That 32.
Okay.
32. So like 28 to 32 is like the end of your prime.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're an older team for sure. I don't know if I classify them as old though.
So we'll draw.
They're just like kind of a mid tier age.
We'll draw a distinction between old and older. No, I'm not trying to be funny. No, like I'm serious.
There will be a distinction between old and Warriors.
Okay. All right.
They're not Warriors, but yeah, they're an older team. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant won his MVP at 28 years old. What did we say the end was? 32. Kobe was 25.3 points per game.
Kings
when he
had
was 32 years old.
Kings had a top four as far as, like, I guess, oldest average age in the league last year. I'd assume that's still pretty high this year.
It's got to be. Yeah, it might be older with, you know, the addition of Dennis Schroeder. Mm-hmm. And if you add Russell Westbrook, it's going to be even older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder what Russ is. Prime ages were. I feel like DeMar, even though he doesn't get recognition for it, he's just been the same.
He has. Since he stepped into the league. It feels like, at least.
Yeah, a little switch for Russ. He was 32. He was in Washington. But he averaged a triple-double that year. I think that was the year he broke Oscar Robertson's all-time... No, what was the record? Oh, it was the triple-double record, all-time triple-double record?
Is it unfair to say that, like, the real team building begins after the season?
What do you mean?
Like, I look at this roster full of players or whatever. Like, they're trying to unload Malik Monk, it seems. And Zach LaVine, it seems, once he's got a year less on his deal, you'd be able to move off of him. Like, there's just, like, DeMar will be 36, 37 next. There's just,
oh, you're saying next year.
After this season that comes up, like that's when they'll really start building on this team.
Yeah.
I can't look at this roster right now and be like, yep, there's a future here beyond even a season or two.
So that's the other uncomfortable reality that I think the Sacramento Kings are facing is, like, I know we joked about a new team phrase, but survive and figure it out. Like, I would rather... make the playoffs. I don't care that you don't have a future pass this year. I don't care that a whole bunch of things will be in flux when DeMar's contract becomes partially guaranteed, when Zach LaVine enters the final year of his deal, when Keon Ellis, you've hit the point of what's happening here with Keon Ellis, should it get that far. Where are you at with Keegan Murray at that time? Is Domas cranky? Like, none of that matters. Figure that out next year. The fact is, if you're a rebuild person, a tank person, all that, You can't do that this year. You just can't. It's not realistic. If you are in the tanking crowd, it is far more realistic for it to happen next season. It's completely unrealistic for it to happen this season. Just as much as, oh, making the playoffs, losing in the first round. I don't care. Do that. You're not a contender. This Sacramento Kings team is not a contender. They're not a contender this year. They're not going to be a contender next year. They might not be a contender for a while. So just make the playoffs this year and survive and figure it out. Just figure it out later.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think that, I know there's always the people are upset about LaVine and getting him back and all this other stuff and him being on the roster. Do you think that would have been the case regardless, just because Fox wanted out?
What would have been the case?
They would have been in this situation.
Like, it, whether they traded for LaVine or not?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think so.
I think LaVine is a big reason for
it. Yeah.
How wouldn't they be, though? Because this is how I'm looking. Sorry to cut you off. Fox was the franchise.
Yeah.
He was, he might not have been good enough to take it, but
I got you.
That was the franchise.
Yeah.
You weren't getting the franchise back.
Mm-hmm.
So you were going to be in a perpetual state, or at least for a year, of survive and figure it out until we find that next guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like the LaVine deal kind of just handcuffed you. It's like, yeah, we're stuck with him till like we can trade him. Rather, if you traded Fox for a lesser deal, it's like some players and picks or whatever. Like you have more room to work with.
But with the league, how it is, you're not doing nothing. Like you're not getting somebody. That's how the league.
Yeah, you're not doing it in year one. You're not doing it in year one, but like you're opening up flexibility. Like you can't do anything right here with Zach LaVine or whatever in this spot because like Zach LaVine's contract is here. Like it's just about having flexibility, whether you can or not.
I understand the flexibility. Yeah, but that's my point though. Nothing was gonna happen anyway. Whether you have flexibility or not, like nothing was going to happen this summer, whether you had LaVine or not. Say you just took Devin Vassell and Keldon Johnson and you had money.
But why not?
Because there's nobody available. What, you going to get KD? You going to get Giannis?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
LeBron?
I would have took Johnson and Vassell over LaVine.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong. But the state that this franchise is in, where this ain't the summer, you figure it out next summer, would have been the same.
Yeah, the availability of players might have been the same. Might have been a little bit more comfortable in how you could maneuver it.
It'll make you feel better. But where you're at.
What's wrong with feeling good?
Nothing.
Nothing. He just wants to be sad all the time.
Yeah, like, nothing. Come on, man.
It would have made you feel better, but you're... situation would have been the same. Like, you weren't going to get nothing done this year in this offseason, I don't believe.
You might be right. This is one of the strangest starts to an offseason I can remember.
Well, because even trading LaVine is still going to be difficult, too. Like, you still have, like, a year less and all that, but it's not like LaVine is a sought-after player around the league or anything like that. So it's like, even then, like, yeah, sure, you weren't able to do something this year, but it's still going to be tough trying to move LaVine, I feel.
Stephen McBride asked, would the Kings have been better off tanking the last 15 games and keeping their first round pick this past season? No, not in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not.
I wanted that Herter trade over because, remember, Stephen, it just would have hung over the franchise for another year. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that it's over and they still got in the first round with minimal cost, got a player that by all accounts, Scott Perry's really high on. Obviously, he traded back into the draft to get him. I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that.
And I'm not even here to say somebody's right or wrong about that. I'm just, my preference, like you name, I just wanted that to be done with.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's put the Monty McNair era behind you.
Yeah.
Instead of having that stupid ass trade.
Hey, on my iPad real quick before we go to break.
And by the way, everyone was moving out of the top 10. Once you got past the top 10, everybody was.
Yeah.
There were 20 trades or there were 10 trades over the next 20 picks. Go ahead.
Yeah. On my iPad, I just pulled up like a random YouTube video. And it's like the greatest moments in NFL playoff history. It's like a 25-minute video because there's like no sports on right now. I just need something on, like how you do at the office at the house and stuff like that. And the play, we're about 14 minutes in. The play that they just showed was Tony Romo fumbling the snap on the field goal.
Oh, no. Was it? That was against the Seahawks, right?
Let me triple tap to about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, wait, you were a Cowboys fan. Wait, Dan, where you going? You were a Cowboys fan at that time, weren't you?
Look, Dave, it's right here.
Yeah.
Look, bro, look, there he is.
And then the camera pans to Jessica Simpson.
There he is.
We'll be back. They might not be. Who knows?
Well, let's all find out together. What's Stanley talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Stanley?
Yeah, I hope that made KC real happy.
Yep. Tell him, Stanley.
Stanley. Wait, Stanley, where were you when that happened? Like, can you take us back in time when Tony Romo fumbled the field goal?
I was watching. I was at home watching the television. What do you think I was?
Yeah, what do you think he was doing?
What was your thoughts? Like, take us into that moment. Like, what were you thinking at the time?
I was crushed.
That's tough, bro.
What do you expect? Hey, what do you expect for somebody to be in a moment of failure? What do you expect for someone to be?
Yeah. Kenny?
I'm just trying to go back to the moment, man. I'm just trying to figure out what it was like.
You know what? I wonder, why don't you tell me what it was like when somebody stuffed your shot when you thought you were going to score, huh?
Yeah.
That did happen.
Yeah.
Well, when did that happen, Stanley? Ain't nobody blocked my shot. I got long arms. I had the Iverson. Ain't nobody blocked my shot when that happened.
Yeah. I'm sure no one ever has.
No, I'm a good shot. I have good shot selection. I don't take bad shots. And I have long arms. I know how to get it over the outstretched defender.
Me
no.
and Stanley don't believe you.
Yeah, and I believe that. I want to sell him a piece of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah. I'm with Stanley, man.
Oh, Stanley, hold on. I'm back. Now he tried to run after he fumbled the ball. I thought he was getting in there, man. That was crazy.
I'm going to disconnect your iPad from Wi-Fi. Appreciate you, Stanley.
All right, funniest part is I slid Stanley's pot down or whatever, but after Kenny said that last part, I saw his little audio thing go back up. He was still yelling. Shout out to Stanley. He's Hall of Famer.
He is, man. Hall of Famer. And I'm glad we got him. Because, you know, he was a free agent. And
he was.
I'm glad he came over here.
You should have did the Jerry Jones impression, too.
He would have tracked down the address.
He would have started listening to Whitey if he did that.
You're so screwed when Jerry buys the station.
KIFM and fire y'all.
I don't mean to do this. This is the last time I'll do this because that video is still on. Not that moment, but the whole video.
All right, pal.
Yo, how crazy. We talk about it. It was like a circus and all this other stuff.
You going to bring up the Zeke Elliott play next?
Oh, well.
Now, that was funny, though.
That was.
Zeke Elliott play was funny.
They had him at center with no other offensive lineman.
Stupid play.
That was wild.
Imagine, I'm sorry, you want me to do what, coach?
All right.
Set Hut, and then gets obliterated.
Set Hut.
Gets destroyed. That Tebow play was crazy.
The Tebow in the playoffs. Touchdown pass?
Yeah. Considering everything that.
Tebow mania running wild,
and
brother.
For him to make that play, I think that was one of
Steelers?
The Steelers. Yeah, I think that was one of those situations where, like, the Steelers might have had like 11 or 12 wins, but because Denver won the division, they had to go to Denver. Denver had no business winning that game. And
Denver had no business winning about half of the games they won that season.
that was a wild time. I was kind of just completely disgusted by having to deal with it every day. But Tebow mania was crazy.
I remember the Dolphins played them that season. They were up like 15-0 with like 4 minutes left. Denver somehow
in Miami,
puts up,
right?
Puts up two touchdowns, goes to overtime, and they win. Like, what the hell just happened? Tebow's kneeling after the game again.
That was ridiculous. I remember. Wasn't that like his first start or something like
it
that?
It might have been. It was something like that. Like, I have no clue what just happened.
You just reminded me of how great the internet was when Cap started taking a knee, and then them Tebow memes would hit and go, "This is the only kneeling I do." All right, ho.
Relax, man.
Oh yeah, Tebow mania was crazy, man.
Those people posting those Tim Tebow kneels are the ones who are in line at Raley's right now buying all of the. Buying a $400 bag of fireworks for America.
Oh, did you see that video?
Oh,
that was crazy. That was insane.
Yo, firework factory exploding was crazy.
I thought like the initial start of it was like, oh yeah, this is pretty crazy. Like the warehouse on fire, whatever. And it's like, oh no, this is what they wanted me to watch.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I think Sean posted it.
Yeah.
Sean Cunningham posted it. And it like Sean does not waste tweets.
No.
So when he posts something, I'm gonna watch it, and yeah, that was crazy,
man. I hope there's nobody around.
I hope there's no one near that thing.
That was crazy. What they say, Jesse?
I said hopefully they evacuated that place already.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, because the whole place was on fire already. Like
yeah.
I was already done with.
Man, okay.
Shout out Chris in the chat house too. Like Tebow mania was a thing, but then they ran into the Patriots.
Beat their ass.
Yeah, that was belt to ass right there. That was sad.
Because people started to believe after the show.
Yeah.
They were like, "Yo, this thing is real." Patriots beat the brakes off the.
And then Tebow went on the Jets punt team after that.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Then you also have Tebow in the Mets and.
Oh man, that's terrible, man. Westside Kings fan says 7 people still unaccounted for. Man,
there were people in that building when that happened?
I hope not, man. Jesus.
Oh, I hope that's not true for those that haven't seen it.
Then you see the.
Shout out to Sean Cunningham and KCRA for this one. But yeah, it's
in
just.
In Yolo County.
It just looks tough. Well, it doesn't look like a good situation. And then all of a sudden.
Whew. Whew.
Hmm.
Wow!
Look at the fireworks show
that's
going
what I saw
on.
Until yeah, the fireworks start just going crazy.
Man,
that was terrible.
Awful.
That was terrible, man. Yeah, so I hadn't seen anything. I hope that you know people got out of there, but they're saying you know maybe people didn't. So prayers up to anybody, man. Like that's just awful. That is awful.
Man. Nah.
Anybody know where that is? The yellow candle, like
for those
Esperanta or something. Like
that. Oh. I'm not here tomorrow, so we got to run this today because this is our 4th of July
bagel,
tradition.
Bagel,
this
Tim.
Is our tradition.
Put it in reverse, Tim. Put it in reverse. Oh Lord, Lord, Jesus. Oh Lord, oh Jesus. What you doing, Tim?
Every time. You know we gotta run it one more time. One more time. 4th of July warning here. Don't be Terry.
Please don't be Terry.
Don't back up, Terry.
Terry stuck.
Put it reverse, Terry. Put it reverse. Oh Lord! Lord, Jesus! Ow, Lord! Oh, Jesus! What you doing, Terry?
Let it reverse, Terry!
Move him out the way!
That really sounds like you doing Kenny's New York accent.
Carl, don't slap away.
Oh, man.
Just having a good old time with it.
Oh, man. I got to see. I got to play that. I don't know that I'll be able to find it. I saw it on TikTok. We were talking about this on KSFM the other day. Don't trip in front of
don't do that.
Black people.
Don't do that because I'm definitely laughing.
Hold on, let me see if I can find the exact video I was watching.
I'm laughing.
Oh, nah. Shoot. I can't find it. It was a TikTok video, but it sounded like my man laughing at Terry.
And we always say you gotta if you trip, man, you gotta start hooping.
Yeah, you gotta turn it into
start hooping.
You gotta turn it into a jump shot or a crossover.
Hey. Girl, get a little euro. Hey!
I was shooting jump shots all through.
I remember one of the things I did in the hallways of McClatchy High School is we'd be walking, you know, down the hallway and you cross paths with somebody. And right before, I'd hit them with like a Kobe crossover. Just,
mm-hmm.
And they would jump. Hey, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was the funniest thing. Just a minute.
We used to grab the overhang and act like we were dunking.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. And then it got to the point where we started setting people up. Like it'd be like, hey, Io, let me. Hey.
Oh, no, Io.
Io, let me holler at you for a second. And you move over. Hey, man, this weekend. And then one of the homies come through. Ah!
That's always funny. Always.
Every time. Every single time it was funny.
Always funny.
Oh, man. We talked about what happened with Sean Combs earlier. Report out now. Diddy is denied bond while awaiting sentencing in his sex crime case. So he's going to remain in prison while the judge, because I believe the judge determines his sentence and not the jury. So the judge has not yet set a sentencing date for Combs. The maximum possible sentence for each of Combs' 2 guilty counts is 10 years in prison. So there's a variety of different things that come into play, consecutive, concurrent. How much of that 10 years will he get? My guess is a minimum. But we'll see.
Mm.
We'll see.
Yeah. I'd be shocked if he was in there more than 5 years.
I'd be shocked if he was in anything close to 5 years. Like, absolutely stunned.
Mm.
James Hamm coming up in about 30 minutes or so. We talked about this. There's a couple of these subjects we can save for when James gets here. But we talked a minute ago. Like, I think everyone is of the belief the Rockets had a tremendous offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have done a terrific job of securing their talent for years to come. And, of course, the acquisition of Kevin Durant. I'm going to ask you about a couple of teams, and I'll start with the obvious one because we mentioned them earlier, because I don't think much needs to be said. Denver had a terrific offseason.
They did. They did.
They got beat up by Oklahoma City. I mean, they scratched, clawed, and survived to get to game seven before they just completely ran out of everything. But the biggest thing that that team lacked was depth. That is corrected. That has been fixed. Now, of course, you lost Michael Porter Jr. in the process. Russell Westbrook is gone, but you've turned that into Cam Johnson, Bruce Brown. Obviously, Valanciunas is there. Tim Hardaway is there. Mm-hmm. You were able to acquire some really solid players for David Adaman's first full run as the head coach of the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, man. What they were able to do in moving on from Michael Porter's contract, flipping that into a good player like Cam Johnson. I think he's about the same as Michael Porter Jr. Maybe in a couple areas, one is better than the other. But you got off the contract, allowing you to get a guy like Bruce Brown. And then I look at Tim Hardaway Jr. as a guy that they definitely could use. And they needed another scoring option that was, for the most part, consistent. You know, one of the issues with Michael Porter Jr., you just never know what you were going to get. Tim Hardaway Jr. is one of those microwave type players that I feel like you can rely on for the most part with the offensive impact that he's going to have on these games. So you've got that guy there, Christian Brown. You know, he continues to get better and better every single year. Maybe you get a healthier Jamal Murray that could help. I don't put them on the Houston OKC level just yet, but they're inching closer and closer to being a championship contender in the West for me. I really like what they've done this offseason.
It's been awfully quiet about 90 miles from here. Well, we're in Roseville, so it's a little more than 90 miles. I'm looking at a Jake Fisher video right here. The Miami Heat, I think, are probably Jonathan Kuminga's most likely landing spot. That's not Golden State. And to my understanding, the Heat are involved in several things as well. So he might not even necessarily be their top option. One thing that I don't think we've discussed a ton is, what if Kuminga is just back in a Warriors uniform?
Yeah, I think that would – I don't know if that would be good for anybody involved, Kuminga or the Warriors. I think a fresh start is best for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a possibility. This is another sign, I think, of that market we keep talking about. You know, any other time, people would be lining up to take a shot at Jonathan Kuminga. But the repercussions of, if that doesn't make you, you know, a top team immediately, might be too great for a lot of teams to even take that chance.
Man.
It's crazy, man.
What a weird league this has turned into.
Yeah.
This, I mean, to the best of my recollection, has never happened before, where teams are like,
it's cool.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you could make the argument. I wouldn't, but I think a lot of fans would. Mm-hmm. Kings fans and NBA fans. The biggest overpay we might have seen is the Dennis Schroeder one. Mm. Like, no one is over. Hey, look. Hey, Tim Hardaway Jr., look, we want you here, but this is what we can offer. Mm-hmm. This is where we're at. And I'm sure Tim Hardaway Jr. got that same offer, a similar offer, from a lot of different teams. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the case with Tyus Jones and a lot of these different point guards. They're getting same or similar offers across the table.
Yeah.
And it is just I don't know if this is an anomaly or the future of the NBA, but this free agency period is unlike any one I can remember. Of course, you've got the complete opposite, the infamous Timofey Mozgov signing, mm-hmm. and the caps going up, and we've got money to spend free agency, to this, where we're talking aprons, penalties, loss of drafts, loss of mid-levels, loss of buyout players. Like, we have literally stepped into a world of the CBA that has never existed before.
Right.
And we're seeing the ramifications of it.
Yeah. I it was like everybody's super conservative, super scared to make the wrong move. Yeah. And Jason talked about it yesterday. Jason Jones, the professor, talked about how it's giving these teams and these owners an excuse to not compete. You know, because don't want to be on the apron. Don't want to do that. Like, yeah, I it's the one thing Draymond was always right about. This is awful.
Yeah, he was right. Yeah,
is awful.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Draymond tried to warn us is the name of my new book.
Draymond tried to warn us.
He tried to tell us.
But he was right. This is a bad situation, and I don't think it's changing anytime soon, if ever. Like, here's the thing about it. If the owners are okay with it, do you think it ever going to change?
If they're okay with
if they're okay with how to
right. Jason Jones was right yesterday. They want these aprons.
That's what I'm saying.
The Timofey Mozgov, they are undisciplined when it comes to this process. And this is to police them as much as it is to do anything else. It's also, it does legitimately create a more level playing field. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that for the first time. Like they have implemented so many things in the past that haven't worked. I'm gonna call them home teams, but your current team being able to offer more money in more years than any other team, with the idea of if a small market like Oklahoma City, you know, has, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they can offer him more than Los Angeles and New York and Boston and all of the big market, big spenders.
Yeah.
What we've learned in that sense is if someone wants that money, they're just going to get, they're going to push the trade a year early.
Right.
And it got obvious quick. This didn't work. This just absolutely didn't work. The aprons appear to be working, and they worked quickly. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, no, you, hey, Joe Lacob, James Dolan, whoever wants to spend on their basketball team, spend. But there will be, and Joe Lacob, credit to him, I'll pay to be an NBA champion. And $200 tax bills, we're winning an NBA championship, we're competing for an NBA championship, I'll take it. But then you get into the $200 tax bill, and you can't sign a buyout player. You also can't trade in, you know, there's very specific ways that you have to trade. Yeah, you don't get a mid-level, bro. Oh, yeah, you're going to do it a couple of years in a row? Man, them draft picks, dog, they're going to change. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, wait a minute. I'm not willing to do that.
Right.
There's always little ways you can finesse your roster when it's really expensive with buyout players, with minimum contract guys, with all of that, with mid-levels, biannuals, all of that different stuff. These aprons and the ramifications of those aprons have absolutely murdered that.
Yeah. And like I said, to the question, I don't think we're going to go back if the owners are okay with it. I think there might be some.
I got to believe they are, too.
Yeah. There might be some minor tweaks to it, but this feels like it's going to be the NBA moving forward.
Also, are we 10 years away? How far away is the collective bargaining? That might be the NFL.
Yeah, NFL's 10 years away. NBA is probably like 7 or 8. I think they have an opt-out in 28, 29 maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. It's weird how you know exactly the years, but he's right. Opt-out 28, 29.
Opt-out 28, 29, but it's supposed to go till 31.
Is it a mutual opt-out?
I don't think so.
They both have the option
to.
Yeah. I don't know if that's mutual or just like, hey, you can if you want.
Yeah. Both the NBA and the NBA Players Association can opt out of the agreement after the 28-29 season. So says artificial intelligence.
So, I mean,
that's a good chunk of time away.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the reality of the likes of the Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks, the Los Angeles. This is the reality of those teams that have. This is what Oklahoma City will be facing.
Mm-hmm.
This is, again, credit where credit is due. Draymond said you're going to be punished, essentially, for building your team in-house. Mm-hmm. If you hit on your draft picks, you're not going to be able to re-sign them all without substantial ramifications.
Right.
That's what Oklahoma City will be facing.
And when when he said that initially, that's the one part that I did immediately think that's unfair. I was like, well, if they're your own guys, you should be able to go over the cap mm-hmm. or sign whatever. Like, you drafted these.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Guys, like, you should be able to.
There should be exceptions to
Yeah. And like going to get free agents and stuff, that's different. But like the Warrior situation, Clay, Dre, Steph, all those guys, like, yeah, they should be able to do what they need to do to retain those guys. But obviously, owners can't even trust themselves with their own guys. They can't even trust themselves that way. Do you think? So,
Ayton did sign with the Lakers, by the way. DeAndre Ayton has joined the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, he'll play LeBron a couple times a year because LeBron is, he's, get me out of here. Ayton
okay,
in Moravia.
Lake not, show.
Wait, whoa. You'll be gone tomorrow. That will be gone soon, too. Thank you.
You won't. I bet you can't figure out how to take that key off of here.
I'll YouTube it.
How to remove hotkey from D'Lo's studio.
We are kind of like in the weeds of everything, and you know, like, all, not just me and you, but this fans, and like, we don't like it. You think in general though, this will be good for the league to have
the aprons,
not the aprons, so to speak, but the ramifications, the what comes of having these aprons, having seven straight years of new NBA champions, and
yeah,
the like parody aspect of it.
I do think that's good. I think the likes of Oklahoma City and Indiana being in the finals, I think that's a good thing.
I don't. And not okay. Indiana and Oklahoma City. Okay. I think you need the dynasties.
Oh, I don't think you need that at all. The NFL is built off of parody.
This ain't the NFL, though.
No, it's the NBA, but why is that?
And it's built off of parody, but there's always the one team. Whether it's the Patriots or the Chiefs, there's always the team.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can, if the NBA can find a way to do that and still have the team. That
is it a team or a player?
NFL, it's a team. NBA might be a player.
Hmm.
It's LeBron.
Well, wasn't it? It was Brady, obviously. It but was Peyton Brady. Was a part of that.
Yeah, but it was. I thought it was the Patriots, and now it's the Chiefs. People are people want to see the Chiefs go down. Like, people were really happy with this past Super Bowl. And part of that is Mahomes, right? It is a player that you can attach to. Like you mentioned, Tom Brady was the player that you could attach the Patriots to. But they were just always there. They were the one constant. Other teams were moving around, and that's good. But they were the one constant. Mm-hmm. If the NBA can find – if it's OKC, that's great too. But if they can find the team that's always around, Wembanyama, mm-hmm. you know, and have the other moving parts, I think that's best case scenario. Best case scenario.
All right, we'll come back. James Hamm will join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk Kings basketball and NBA free agency with our insider from the insiders here. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, James Hamm going to join us coming up here at the top of the hour. We'll talk Sacramento Kings basketball, which might just be at a standstill right now, at least the free agency portion of this. We're still seeing some little things happen around the league, but none of them seem to involve Sacramento.
Nah, you're just your boy. He's on his way. He had to grab some snacks real quick.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's all good. It's all good.
He's sprinting over right now. No,
that is not a sprint, bro. That is a hustle jog. Like, it's all good, man. It's all right. It's like the bell went off and he just realized he wasn't in first period
yet. Class started 5 minutes ago, pal.
Let's go. Let's go. Hey, my man's had a tough day, man. He's he did the 13th round with no sound. So he just had to kind of
thought he had a great day. Lakers signed Ayton.
Well,
Mike Brown is a Knick.
Well, we haven't really discussed much of that.
Shout out to the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what this Lakers stuff is all about.
Malik Monk is still a king for now, I guess.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
I don't like that they're trying to trade.
And he's watching Cowboy highlights.
Yeah. Well, now I'm on to the best playoff moments at Oracle Park.
Okay, very good.
What about the best moments of the last 2 weeks at Oracle Park? Oh. Do they got a video for that?
That's what we got to do. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. All right,
throw it off the backboard for me. I mean,
all right, bro. All right, bet.
Shout out Jordan Hicks to a scoreless inning the other day.
Just stop it.
Hit 100 on the gun 3 times.
Stop
I think.
Stop it. You can have Jordan Hicks. You ain't gonna remember him in 2 years.
Jesse kind of feeling it today.
Oh, he's feeling great. It's great. It's great.
Keep it real, G, and yet the Red Sox couldn't beat us. Yeah, I know, I was there.
Mike Brown. Mm. I have a question regarding Mike Brown.
Okay.
I am a Mike Brown fan. I'm just stuck on something. Did the Knicks search fall off so much that they went to Mike Brown? Or did the Knicks just look at what happened with Mike Brown in Sacramento as completely inconsequential and more Sacramento nonsense and just hired him?
I think Mike Brown was their guy.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't feel like he was their guy.
He wasn't their guy. He was. Yeah.
I mean, as far as like the interviews, like his name was there after all the guy that got turned down. I feel like his name was there.
Yeah, that was like 9 guys, though.
But yeah, that was like, yeah, like he made like that. How serious, realistic was that, though?
I mean, a lot of it wasn't, but he wasn't on the initial odds.
As far as like once they got done getting turned down from everywhere else, like, all right, now they're going to talk to Mike
Borrego was the favorite?
Well, it was Johnny.
Oh, the assistant.
Yeah. It's not Johnny Davis.
Johnny Bryant.
We have butchered that man's name so many times over the last month and a half.
Johnny Bryant was the original favorite. I do think the Jason Kidd thing was real. I think they really wanted him.
I think they really wanted a lot of these guys.
Jason Kidd, well.
Did they really want Billy Donovan? I don't know. That one was really bizarre to me.
The Knicks just got a bunch of coaches paid and contract extensions and all that, I feel, from doing all that stuff. Ime got an extension. Billy Donovan got an extension.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if Mike Brown was their first choice or like first three choices.
Is there a big difference between Mike and Thibs?
No, I mean I think Mike is a little bit more understanding of using a bench and using guys like one of his.
Yeah, but what's the biggest complaint about, or maybe the second biggest complaint about Tom Thibodeau?
Is the practice?
Yeah. Like, what was the first thing guys like DeMar and Malik said when Mike was gone? Man, we got our practices now. Man, we're shoot around ain't going 2.5 hours anymore. Like, the things that they said without saying Mike Brown's name after he left were pretty clear. Like, they were, I think they were more tired of listening to Mike talk than anything else. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks have put Mike Brown in a position to where he has to win an NBA championship.
Yeah, he has to.
He like has to do something to. That he has not done as a head coach in his career. Mm-hmm. He has to go win an NBA championship. And not that Mike can't. I'm absolutely of the belief Mike can. But you don't have an option.
No. And especially with the way the Eastern Conference mm-hmm. looks like it's playing out, the Knicks have to, I mean, bare minimum, have to get to the finals this year, if not win it all. But bare minimum, you've got to get out of the Eastern Conference if you're Mike Brown. It's a good problem to have though, because it means you've got good ball players. You got a good
team. You do, but man, expectations are tough. And those level of expectations are really tough. Mm-hmm. Mike's a good coach. I couldn't figure out if, and maybe the third option is they really like Mike. Mm-hmm. Like that was their guy. Like Jesse said, maybe they really did like Mike. I just was like, man, did they just look at Sacramento like, Sacramento, give me a break.
I think,
and not worry about it.
I think that played a part. I think it definitely played a part, you know. And
will we be alive when this organization is respected?
I don't know.
Well, how much time do you have?
I wonder that sometimes. Like, I seriously wonder.
I mean, it's not within the next 3 years.
I think we will. We will, guys. We'll get there. The Giants, the Kings will. Yeah, they'll be a perennial playoff team, and they'll be a team that...
Will Ryan be married?
No.
Because you're never going to let her marry, right? That's right. Of course, never going to let her date. Like, she's got it. Yeah.
No. That's,
Let's
no,
try this again. Will Ryan be driving? Can Ryan serve in the military when the Kings become a perennial... Keep in mind, Ryan's two.
Yes.
Will Ryan
do that either? But
the draft might be back by then. Will Ryan be able to buy alcohol before the Kings are a perennial?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she will. 20 years later,
man.
Yeah, she will. I think it's probably difficult to see it right now. But I think the guy that's in charge of the front office right now will have a lot to do with it. I think he will change the perception and the fortunes of this franchise. I'm still a believer. Don't always agree with him. Obviously, we've talked about that. And I'm talking about Scott Perry for everybody. Not catching on. But don't always agree with early on with how he sees the game and bringing in guys and stuff like that. But... I trust him. I trust his basketball knowledge. I trust his team building knowledge. I trust the relationships that he's built over the last 20 some odd years in this industry with NBA teams, with agents, to be able to have Sacramento looked at in a respectable way. So I think it'll happen with this group. It's a bold prediction. This group, this front office group.
Okay, because I was going to say what group?
This ownership, all this other stuff. This leadership group will be the one that gets them to respectability.
That feels awfully optimistic, man. But I hope you're right.
I mean, the other aspect of it, though, too, and sorry to cut you off, is, and it's another way that I go about it, is like I said, it'll happen. Like, just because it hasn't happened with these other guys who aren't here anymore doesn't mean it's not going to happen with the guys, the new group.
Sure.
Like, those guys that aren't here anymore might be some of the worst general managers this league has ever seen. Pete, Vladdy, Monty McNair.
Mm-hmm.
They were the bottom of the bottom. So, like, now I'm not saying Scott Perry's the best, but now you're bringing in somebody that has been successful in multiple situations.
Remember Monty's first offseason? Mm-hmm. Our first few months on the air. Now, in fairness to Monty, who we have relentlessly trashed now for months, it was a very odd offseason.
Yeah.
In terms of timing and
I don't blame
him actually getting the job.
Yeah. I kind of don't hold that one off against him too.
He really just kind of put his feet in the pool and hung out in the shallow end and then kind of walked his way down before he really started trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Scott's taking I think Scott wants to take a different approach. I just don't know that he can. This might wind up being the Hassan Whiteside, Glenn Robinson offseason.
Mm.
It sucks. Like, Dennis Schroeder's already better than anyone Monty signed his first year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in such a difficult spot because of where this team is at contract-wise that there might only be so much that he could do.
I hate to keep bringing this up. Please, real quick, put your phone on D&D so you don't get a phone call. But he did have an opportunity that I feel Monty didn't have, and he passed on it. When you talk about Trae Young.
Yeah.
Has been reported a number of different times that he was there for him. And Scott just wasn't a fan of having Trae Young as their best guy at that price tag, all that other stuff. So he's had an opportunity, mm-hmm. and he chose not to, and that's fine too. You know, maybe he doesn't feel the timing is right, or clearly the player wasn't right to make that move with Trae. But to your point, outside of that moment, that's probably going to look a little bit like Monty's first year, I think.
Was Herter the second year?
Herter was like the third year. I don't remember. He didn't do much of anything.
So did
the
second year. Okay.
Or what? Do I have that?
I can't remember what year it was that he... Because no, it obviously...
He did
Domas happened in the middle of the season.
In the middle of the second year.
And then Herter happened
the beginning
after that.
Yeah. Because the way I'm thinking about it, he had a whole year, a whole COVID year with Luke Walton. And then people were throwing up courtside.
Yep, that happened.
His second year having Luke Walton. Fires Luke Walton in the middle of the season on Mother's Day. And then makes the trade.
Mother's Day.
And then the third year, he knocked it out of the park, man. He did a fantastic job.
I remember where I was. I had run to Game Fit to pick up a painting from Jay Wada, Jackie.
Okay, yeah.
And I heading back to the car, and phone is going crazy. And I'm like, yo, what is going on? Look at the phone. Kings fire Luke Walton. Like, oh, God. I'm 30 minutes from home, so I'm racing home trying to figure
out.
Didn't
you hit
me
up? I think I was in the – I know I was in the movies.
I was
with the family in the movies.
Yeah.
But that third year, he killed it, man. He did a great job. Everything he touched, Monty McNair, that third year was gold. Kevin Herter, Keegan Murray was fantastic. Even going out and getting guys like Terrence Davis, You know, he found him. He had Metsu on the squad. Like, everything worked that third year. Malik Monk was his signing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Everything was fantastic.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully this year isn't that slow. I mean, it's already not. Dennis Schroeder's already better than Hassan Whiteside.
And Lil Dog, Glenn Robinson III.
Yeah.
Daquan Jeffries, was that a signing or did he inherit Daquan Jeffries?
Hit Daquan? I don't. I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
Yeah. I can't. Did we re-sign Daquan Jeffries? Yeah, I don't remember. But we had just made it a thing. We had it on the board. And
Jesse, oh, it's Jesse not here. Jesse made the observation yesterday with Nasty Boy getting traded. Every time someone gets a nickname, they're gone.
Mm.
Hit Daquan. Little Magic.
Mm.
Who was the other one? Freeport.
Freeport meant to, yeah.
Freeport was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Now Nasty Boy.
Yeah. Just to be clear, I didn't call him that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.